Nolte, Brian Stelter is gaslighting you about CNN's push for Biden to skip debates. By John Nolte on August 4, 2020. After far-left CNN aired a segment urging Joe Biden to skip the presidential debates, KNLOW's Brian Stelter falsely claimed this narrative is fueled by right-wing media. Yes, the basement raided Stelter, a left-wing anti-Trump activist and a proven liar who regularly spreads conspiracy theories, was again shining his gaslight Monday night with another deliberate attempt to deceive the public. Responding to a tweet where Town Hall's Guy Benson asked, "This Biden shouldn't debate boomlet is just a media tempest, right? Right?" Stelter responded with, "It is mostly a right-wing media tempest, fueled by hour after hour of Fox commentary, not reporting, far removed from campaign reality." And yet it was just a couple days ago when former Bill Clinton press secretary Joe Lockhart appeared on KNLOW to urge Biden to skip the debates. Oh, and Lockhart's KNLOW appearance happened just days after Lockhart published a piece urging Biden to skip the debates at, you guessed it, KNLOW, emphasis original. Whatever you do, don't debate Trump. Trump has now made more than 20,000 misleading or false statements according to the Washington Post. It's a fool's errand to enter the ring with someone who can't follow the rules or the truth. Biden will undoubtedly take heat from Republicans and the media for skipping the debates. But it's worth the risk, as trying to debate someone incapable of telling the truth is an impossible contest to win. But wait. There's more. Over this same weekend, the far-left New York Times published an op-ed urging the cancellation of this year's presidential debates. On top of that, whatever is left of the far-left Newsweek also published a piece about the boomlet of support for the idea of Biden skipping the debates. A number of Democrats, including Bill Kristol, are urging that the debates be canceled. A former senior advisor to Hillary Clinton agrees. Biden shouldn't feel obligated to throw Trump a lifeline by granting him any debates at all. This is not a normal presidential election and Trump is not a legitimate candidate, Zach Butkan has tweeted last week. And then there's Thomas Friedman, an anti-Trump New York Times columnist, who urged Biden just last week not to debate the president unless Trump agrees to two conditions. Of course those conditions are ridiculous. Trump must release his tax returns and agree to real-time fact-checking during the debate, and will never be agreed to, and therefore ensure there will be no debates. So there's no question Biden supporters and the media are colluding to lay the groundwork for Biden to announce a withdrawal from the debates in a way that will do the least amount of damage to his presidential campaign. So the question is, why is Brian Stelter lying about this being the product of the right-wing media? Well, I think there are two reasons. The first is that Stelter is a liar and sometimes liars just lie to lie, for the pure enjoyment of it, out of habit. Secondly, I don't think it took very long for media elites to figure out that trying to help Biden weasel out of the debates is damaging to Biden. Regardless of their absurd excuses to justify annihilating a 60-year tradition, the narrative is backfiring. It further exposes Biden as weak and timid, and now everyone regrets floating the idea. So, they sent Tater out to lie about the source of the idea, to blame shift, because that's what Tater does, he lies. He serially sacrifices his integrity for the cause. He's more than happy to make a brazen fool of himself if it means a pat on the head from KNLOW chief Jeff Zucker. Stelter is the left stooge, their crash test dummy. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.